Hola, espero que estés de lo mejor. El día de hoy, a petición de muchos de ustedes, tendremos un ejercicio increíble para comenzar a entender cuando nos hablen en inglés. Vamos a practicar escuchando conversaciones con hablantes nativos. La forma en la que lo haremos es muy simple. Primero, solamente la veremos sin ningún tipo de ayuda, para que veas cuánto la puedes entender. Después la podremos ver con subtítulos en inglés, para que veas aquellas palabras que quizá no escuchaste muy bien. Y finalmente podremos verla con subtítulos en inglés y en español, para que así la entiendas por completo. Si te gustan y sobre todo te ayudan este tipo de clases, me apoyarás mucho comentando "me gustan las clases". Tu comentario sirve mucho para que este video llegue a más personas. Sin más que decir, ahora sí, comenzamos. Primero, solamente la veremos. Ponte cómodo y disfrútala. Pronto conocerás todo lo que dice.
It's 11:30 at night, and most people are sleeping. That's because most people work during the day and sleep at night. But some people, about 15% of people in the United States, work at night. What kinds of jobs do they do on the night shift? Let's find out. I'm Rachel Park, and I'm standing in front of Memorial Hospital with Ava North. She works here in the hospital. Ava, what do you do?
I'm a doctor.
Where do you work exactly?
Right here in the emergency room.
Is it busy at night?
Yes, it is.
Really?
All day and all night.
How do you like your job?
It's stressful. I work long hours, from 11 to 7, but every day in the hospital is different.
I like it.
Actually, I'm sorry. I have to go.
There are 1,800 emergency rooms, or ERs, in hospitals around the country. Each ER has a big staff, including ambulance drivers. Some people come to the emergency room in an ambulance. Trey's an ambulance driver, and he works the night shift. So, you're an ambulance driver. Is your job difficult?
Yes, it is. But it's exciting.
What time do you start work?
I start work at the same time every night, at midnight.
And when do you finish?
At 10 in the morning.
That's 10 hours. You work hard.
Yes, I do. But I take a break at 5 a.m. for breakfast.
Trey usually has breakfast at the Galaxy Diner. It's open 24 hours a day. Trey has a short break, but it's okay. The service at the Galaxy Diner is fast. It's now 5:30 in the morning, and we're at the Galaxy Diner. We're talking with Dwayne. Dwayne, what do you do?
I'm a waiter here. Oh, and I'm also a student.
What are you studying?
Business.
That's great. What's your schedule like?
I go to school from 8 in the morning until noon, and then I study 2 or 3 hours. I sleep until about 10, and then I come here to work. I usually work from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
What time do you finish today?
Today is a hard day. On Thursdays, I work extra hours. I start at 11 p.m., and I go home at 11 a.m.
Dwayne takes a taxi home on Thursdays. A taxi like this one. Taxi drivers on the night shift often work 12 to 14 hours. There aren't as many customers, so they work longer hours. This is Gio. Gio drives a taxi at night. Gio, it's 6 a.m. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
What time do you start work?
At midnight, and I finish work at noon.
Wow, that's 12 hours. Is your job difficult?
No, it's pretty easy, really. Sometimes it's quiet, though. Everyone's sleeping at night.
What do you do after work?
I sleep. I go home and sleep for 10 hours.
Ah, sleep. That sounds like a good idea. This is Rachel Park saying good morning and good night.
Ahora podremos verla con subtítulos en inglés para que veas aquellas palabras que quizá no escuchaste muy bien.
It's 11:30 at night, and most people are sleeping. That's because most people work during the day and sleep at night. But some people, about 15% of people in the United States, work at night. What kinds of jobs do they do on the night shift? Let's find out. I'm Rachel Park, and I'm standing in front of Memorial Hospital with Ava North. She works here in the hospital. Ava, what do you do?
I'm a doctor.
Where do you work exactly?
Right here in the emergency room.
Is it busy at night?
Yes, it is.
Really?
All day and all night.
How do you like your job?
It's stressful. I work long hours, from 11 to 7, but every day in the hospital is different.
I like it.
Oh, actually, I'm sorry. I have to go.
There are 1,800 emergency rooms, or ERs, in hospitals around the country. Each ER has a big staff, including ambulance drivers. Some people come to the emergency room in an ambulance. Trey's an ambulance driver and he works the night shift. So you're an ambulance driver. Is your job difficult?
Yes, it is, but it's exciting.
What time do you start work?
I start work at the same time every night, at midnight.
And when do you finish?
At 10 in the morning.
That's 10 hours. You work hard.
Yes, I do. But I take a break at 5 a.m. for breakfast.
Trey usually has breakfast at the Galaxy Diner. It's open 24 hours a day. Trey has a short break, but it's okay. The service at the Galaxy Diner is fast. It's now 5:30 in the morning, and we're at the Galaxy Diner. We're talking with Dwayne. Dwayne, what do you do?
I'm a waiter here. Oh, and I'm also a student.
What are you studying?
Business.
That's great. What's your schedule like?
I go to school from 8 in the morning until noon, and then I study 2 or 3 hours. I sleep until about 10, and then I come here to work. I usually work from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
What time do you finish today?
Today is a hard day. On Thursdays, I work extra hours. I start at 11 p.m., and I go home at 11 a.m.
Dwayne takes a taxi home on Thursdays. A taxi like this one. Taxi drivers on the night shift often work 12 to 14 hours. There aren't as many customers, so they work longer hours. This is Gio. Gio drives a taxi at night. Gio, it's 6 a.m. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
What time do you start work?
At midnight. And I finish work at noon.
Wow, that's 12 hours. Is your job difficult?
No, it's pretty easy, really. Sometimes it's quiet, though. Everyone's sleeping at night.
What do you do after work?
I sleep. I go home and sleep for 10 hours.
Ah, sleep. That sounds like a good idea. This is Rachel Park saying good morning and good night.
Y finalmente podremos verla con subtítulos en inglés y en español, para que así la entiendas por completo.
It's 11:30 at night, and most people are sleeping. That's because most people work during the day and sleep at night. But some people, about 15% of people in the United States, work at night. What kinds of jobs do they do on the night shift? Let's find out. I'm Rachel Park, and I'm standing in front of Memorial Hospital with Ava North. She works here in the hospital. Ava, what do you do?
I'm a doctor.
Where do you work exactly?
Right here in the emergency room.
Is it busy at night?
Yes, it is.
Really?
All day and all night.
How do you like your job?
It's stressful. I work long hours, from 11 to 7, but every day in the hospital is different.
I like it.
Actually, I'm sorry. I have to go.
There are 1,800 emergency rooms, or ERs, in hospitals around the country. Each ER has a big staff, including ambulance drivers. Some people come to the emergency room in an ambulance. Trey's an ambulance driver, and he works the night shift. So, you're an ambulance driver. Is your job difficult?
Yes, it is. But it's exciting.
What time do you start work?
I start work at the same time every night, at midnight.
And when do you finish?
At 10 in the morning.
That's 10 hours. You work hard.
Yes, I do. but I take a break at 5 a.m. for breakfast.
Trey usually has breakfast at the Galaxy Diner. It's open 24 hours a day. Trey has a short break, but it's okay. The service at the Galaxy Diner is fast. It's now 5:30 in the morning, and we're at the Galaxy Diner. We're talking with Dwayne. Dwayne, what do you do?
I'm a waiter here. Oh, and I'm also a student.
What are you studying?
Business.
That's great. What's your schedule like?
I go to school from 8 in the morning until noon, and then I study 2 or 3 hours. I sleep until about 10, and then I come here to work. I usually work from 11 p.m. to 7 a.m.
What time do you finish today?
Today is a hard day. On Thursdays, I work extra hours. I start at 11 p.m., and I go home at 11 a.m.
Dwayne takes a taxi home on Thursdays. A taxi like this one. Taxi drivers on the night shift often work 12 to 14 hours. There aren't as many customers, so they work longer hours. This is Gio. Gio drives a taxi at night. Gio, it's 6 a.m. How are you?
I'm doing okay.
What time do you start work?
At midnight, and I finish work at noon.
Wow, that's 12 hours. Is your job difficult?
No, it's pretty easy, really. Sometimes it's quiet, though. Everyone's sleeping at night.
What do you do after work?
I sleep. I go home and sleep for 10 hours.
Ah, sleep. That sounds like a good idea. This is Rachel Park saying good morning and good night.
Y eso es todo. Si te gustan y sobre todo te ayudan este tipo de clases, me apoyarás mucho comentando me gustan las clases. De antemano, muchas gracias por estar aquí. Sin más que decir, muchas gracias por ver y que tengas un excelente día.